It's Friday the 5th of November. I'm Laura Oliver and you're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The top stories on journalism.co.uk this week. News International gives us some figures for its paywall sites. French digital media startup Ofni opens its second round of funding. Claire Sandbrook wins the 2010 Paul Foot Award. A new report finds a 40% decline in international coverage in the UK press since the 1970s. And we speak to Hacks Hackers founder Bert Herman about his new storytelling venture Storify. News International finally released some, albeit fluffy, figures for its Times and Sunday Times websites this week, which went behind a paywall in July. According to News International, the sites have made 105,000 digital sales since launch, but this includes one-off day passes, around 50,000 monthly subscribers, and iPad subscriptions. No breakdown beyond this or figures for subscription renewals were given, leading to further speculation about the revenue that's been generated so far and the true size of the paywalled site's audiences. It's been a very good week for French startup and digital magazine Ofni, which won an Online News Association award and announced it has opened its second round of fundraising. The site, which is run by French firm 22 Mars, is looking to raise between 1 and 1.5 million euros in investment from both French and international sources. Underlining its new expansion plans, Ofni has launched an English language site, headed by journalist Federica Coco.
We want to, first of all, encourage bloggers from all over Europe to contribute to the content. So we're going to scout for not just Creative Commons content, but also original content from authors literally from all over Europe who perhaps, because of the economic environment, are not encouraged to write for other innovative websites in their own countries. So we want to provide a refuge for them. Another one of our goals is perhaps to be campaigning for freedom of information online and open source.
Freelance journalist Claire Sandbrook won the Paul Foot Award for campaigning journalism this week. Sandbrook won the prestigious prize for her reports on the detention of asylum seekers' children. She received a £5,000 cheque on the night, but told journalism.co.uk that the investigation she's been conducting has been financially catastrophic.
The scary problem for me has been financial, because although this campaign has been effective, it has been financially catastrophic for me.
It's very difficult as an investigative freelance to get paid for your work, and the Mail on Sunday pays properly for investigative stuff, but of course the Mail group is not going to run a load of articles about the damage being done to asylum-seeking children. That's not their thing. So it is extraordinarily difficult to get any money out of the liberal press for investigative reporting.
A new report from the Media Standards Trust suggests that foreign news coverage in the UK press has fallen by 40% in the past 30 years. The Shrinking World study looked at international coverage in four UK newspapers in 1 week in 1979, 89, 1999 and 2009. Media Standards Trust director Martin Moore told us how the study had come about.
We didn't plan to write a report about international news. We were conscious that we're living through this extreme time of turmoil in terms of the media. We really wanted to just take a step back and actually look a bit more of the long view, say what's actually changed in terms of the nature of news reporting over the last 30 plus years. And the way we did that was to go to the British Library up at Colindale, the wonderful Colindale, and look at newspapers from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s, and the last decade, and really just to gauge what the big changes were.
And finally, we took a look at new social media storytelling platform Storify. Currently in private beta, the tool allows you to embed tweets, Flickr images, bookmark web pages, and more in a story timeline that intends to make the most of its links to those social networks, as founder and former AP journalist Bert Herman explained.
The idea is to bring together journalism and technology in ways that make sense, in ways that really, you know, take the best of journalistic standards and fact-checking and providing context and push technology also with the best technology, taking advantage of the web to think about new ways to tell stories. Since we do have this amazing medium that's interactive that you can do all these things with, you know, why are we just doing things that are like paper and print and text and photos that are static things?
For all these stories and more, visit journalism.co.uk.